Hey, Bruce, stick your face in my gym bag. Take a deep breath and tell me what it smells like. What do you think of those nasty socks? Take a whiff of them things. Sniff that jockstrap, buddy. Sniff the shirt under the armpit. Yeah. Oh, buddy, I'm doing squats. Yeah, you like it, you like it, you like it. Lo siento, mi amor. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, 27 minutes before 8. The grease man here cutting up. Yeah, they have a big meeting going. A lot of celebrities in town about this. Deglamorization of drugs and alcohol. Yeah, you know the guy that's from Simon and Simon? Gerald McCraney was in town, and Paul Newman's daughter's in town trying to get people to stop making sport of drinking. Because a lot of people getting splattered on the highways, and I guess it's a good thing. So I will jump on that bandwagon. What the hey? I guess I've been one of the culprits in the media talking about it. They said, in a 1982 study, they found that during a 12-hour period on CBS, alcohol was ingested, referred to, or advertised every 15 minutes. And I guess I haven't helped matters any by being on the air, always calling for those bone dries. As though it was some sort of elixir, as though it was some sort of passport to another place, another land. So I think I should knock it off. But I will have one last bone dry. And then I, too, will get on that. You know, just one last one. I got to wean myself. So I have before me my last bone dry that I will consume in a public on-air capacity. So since it's the last one, I guess I'm allowed to enjoy it, right? The last one? All right, let me throw that thing back and say it.